الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this amazing series in remembrance of the crown of sainthood. Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. As it is his Mubarak month, alhamdulillah, the month of Rabi'ul Ghawsi Sharif, the month of Rabi'ul Akhir Sharif, alhamdulillah, as Ashiqani Mustafa, Ashiqani Ghawsi Pak, we are celebrating the Gyarami of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak radiyallahu ta'ala in this month. Let's inshallah remember the pious servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, that when pious servants are mentioned, the mercy of Allah descends, subhanallah. And inshallah, to begin today's alhamdulillah program, let's discuss the grandeur of the saints of Allah, the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah. And inshallah, to discuss this amazing topic with us, alhamdulillah, is our Maulana Abdul Majid Sahab Damat Barakatul Aliya, the head of our Welcome to Islam campaign on a national level in South Africa, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah, welcome and marhaba to the program. How's Maulana Sahab doing?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, huzur. Everything is good, alhamdulillah. As believers, we are taught not to complain, but you know, to say alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. So, and it is a great name of Allah Azza wa Jal that He has bestowed upon us, that alhamdulillah we are able to share and to shed some light with regards to the knowledge of Islam, and especially khususan bil khusus in this blessed month of Rabiul Akhir, where we will be discussing the events and the lifestyle of a great personality, and that is none other than our Pir Murshid, Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us true devotees of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi.
Ameen, bijahi nabiyil ameen, mashallah. So you've just heard from the Muballighi Dawati Islami, Maulana Abdul Majid, Sahab Qibla Damat Barakatul Aliya. No matter what the situation is, we say alhamdulillah, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this should be the attitude of a Muslim.
Alhamdulillah.
As Maulana, we are discussing this beautiful topic today, the grandeur of the friends of Allah. And to start off, I would like Maulana Sahab to please mention a beautiful hadith with regards to the virtues of durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned that whoever recites Salat upon me 100 times in the night and day of Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill 100 of his needs, 70 of the hereafter and 30 of the world. And Allah Azza wa Jal will appoint an angel who will present that Salat to my grave as gifts are presented to you. Undoubtedly, my knowledge after my demise from this world will remain the same as it is in my life. Sallu ala al-habib,
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You've just heard the beautiful rendition of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the virtues of durood and salam. And the shayr very beautifully says, Un par durood jin ko kase be kasa kahein, Un par salam jin ko khabar be khabar ki hai. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, we are sending durood upon the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who alhamdulillah is caretaker of those who have none. Allah Akbar. And un par salam jinko khabar be khabar ki hai. And salam we send upon that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam who is always concerned about us. MashaAllah.
Subhanallah.
Those of us that don't know our own whereabouts, the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam knows our situation.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And by conveying salam in his court, Alhamdulillah, we invoke his mercy.
And beautifully also to mention, Huzur, that as insan, as human beings, you know, we have different needs that needs to be fulfilled. You know, at times our needs are beyond our words, you know. Only hearts can understand those type of needs, you know, if you want to put them to pen, you want to put them in your tongue, it becomes very, very difficult. And look at the mercy of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he has given us a remedy for our needs to be fulfilled. And the beauty part of this is that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cares more about our akhirat. Because in this blessed hadith in Mubarakah, it is mentioned that 70 needs of our akhirat will be fulfilled by reciting this beautiful durood upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And only 30 of those are connected to the world. So this is a very beautiful hadith in Mubarakah that sets our mind towards akhirat. To say, look, we are all musafirin in this temporary world. So where our focus should be towards akhirat. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes sure by reciting durood upon him, 70 needs of our akhirat are fulfilled by Allah azza wa jalla. How beautiful.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. As it is Mawlana Sahib, the occasion of Rabiul Ghaus Sharif, mashallah, why not recite durood-e ghausiya? Alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin ma'dan al-judi wal karami wa alihi wa barik wa sallim. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya Rasulullah. Subhanallah. As we are discussing, dear viewers, the grandeur of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. What is their status? What is their maqam? What is their station in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Their daraja. And as it is, alhamdulillah, mentioned in the famous commentary of the Holy Quran by the name of Ruhul Bayan, and it is written by Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he has mentioned a faith refreshing parable. Let's inshallah listen to it and learn about the grandeur of the friends of Allah subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Abul Hasan Shazili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that once I fell asleep in Masjid al-Aqsa and saw that a throne was placed outside Masjid al-Aqsa. A large crowd started to gather there. And I asked about the gathering of the crowd. And I was informed that all the Anbiya and all the Prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, have come in the court of the greatest Rasul, our beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He says, I then looked towards the throne where our beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, was seated. And he was seated alone, and all the Anbiya, including Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, they were all seated on the ground. I stayed there and started listening to the conversation of these sacred personalities. In the meantime, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam requested the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam, Your Highness, you have stated that the ulama of my ummah are like the Anbiya of Bani Israel. So show me any of them. And as a result, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured towards Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala. Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyidina Imam Ghazali a question. And Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he said, and he gave 10 answers to that question. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he gave 10 answers to that one question. Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam said, Answer should be given according to the question. One answer should have been given to one question. Why did you give 10 answers? And Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi humbly replied, O Nabi of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal had also asked you only one question, as it is stated in the Holy Quran. What was the question? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Holy Quran, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ O Musa, What is this in your right hand? And this is mentioned in Surah Taha, verse number 17. And Sayyidina Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says to Sayyidina Musa, alayhi salam, you gave many answers to it, such as, this is my staff, I lean against it, and I pick leaves for my goats with it. In addition, I also perform many tasks with it. Though the answer to the question of Allah Azza wa Jal was, this is my staff, plain and simple. But actually, when you were privileged to converse with Allah Azza wa Jal, you prolonged your conversation so that you could have more and more privilege to converse with Allah Azza wa Jal. And fortunately, now I have also been privileged to converse with you. That's why I also prolonged my conversation with you out of love and pleasure.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Imam Abul Hasan Shazli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that I was awestruck by the spectacle that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone is present on the throne, whereas all the blessed Anbiya and Rasul, especially the glorious ones such as Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah, Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah, are present on the ground before the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great majesty and nobility it is, the shan of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In my dream, I was lost in my thoughts, observing the greatness and eminence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my heart. At once, someone shook me by his foot, which awakened me. And when I saw him, I found that he was the keeper of Masjid al-Aqsa and was lighting the lamps of Masjid al-Aqsa. He said to me, why are you amazed at the highest rank of the King of Anbiya, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? All of them are created with the nur of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Having heard this, I fell unconscious. I came back to my senses when the congregational salah began. I searched that keeper of Masjid al-Aqsa, but could not find him until today. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Brothers, though this parable, it shows the majesty and great eminence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it also teaches us about the grandeur of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And true to the words of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scholars of my ummah, they are like the Anbiya and the prophets of Bani Israel, subhanallah. And this can be summed up with the, alhamdulillah, the gist of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he made towards Sayyidina Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Subhanallah.
And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has bestowed him with such greatness, Sayyidi. He was the reviver of Islam, subhanallah. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, when you see him in Madri Muzakara, he's always referring to Ihya Ulum, one of the greatest works of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and one of the historical books and works of the scholars of Islam. And he also encourages others to study Ihya Ulumuddin completely, cover to cover, bil isti'ab. Alhamdulillah, there is so many pearls of wisdom that one can derive from this great work of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He is the qutub of ulum of knowledge. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He has been bestowed from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked him, Allahu Akbar, to show the grandeur of the friends of Allah, subhanallah. The power of the ulama of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the righteous scholars, subhanallah. And we see it, this grandeur, in the personality of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, when he is inspiring us in Madani Muzakara, alhamdulillah. And may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him, Ameen, and enable Ameen him to continue this great revolution that he has brought about across the globe, alhamdulillah. We are sitting here in South Africa. It is through the faizan of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, who is, alhamdulillah, residing in Pakistan.
Subhanallah.
Thousands of miles away. But the faizan of the great personality of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah can reach everywhere, alhamdulillah, thanks to Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us Madani Channel through which we can make his ziyarat. Those who don't have the means to go there, at least we get to make his ziyarat every Saturday, alhamdulillah, on Madani Muzakara. I encourage our viewers out there to always watch Madani Muzakara. And there's so much beauty in it. There is so much barakah and blessing in it, alhamdulillah. You would be amazed. Subhanallah. Sayyidi, as we were just discussing this great parable related to the grandeur of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it was gestured by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he picked Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to present in the course of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, who asked the question. Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah, there is beautiful Madani pearls that can be drawn out of this beautiful parable.
Subhanallah.
And Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was also a very great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah.
And therefore, if you look at this conversation, it teaches us something very important, and that is the person whom you claim to love, you would want to spend more time with him. You'd want to prolong your conversation with that particular person.
Subhanallah.
You would not want to leave the company of that particular person. And then look at what Allah asked from Sayyidina Musa. That وَمَا تِلُكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. You know, the answer could have been, Ya Allah, look, this is just the asa, you know. But he prolonged that conversation. Why did he prolong that conversation? It's simply because he had an opportunity now to communicate to his beloved, with his beloved. So therefore, he never wanted that conversation to end. And if you look at it today, where do we get to have this type of conversation? One of the most regular conversation that we have with our Creator is our Salah. And therefore, if we truly love Allah Azza wa Jal, we should try to make that conversation very, very sweet. You know, we shouldn't come for Salah and, you know, Allahu Akbar, Ruku and Sajidah, and then finish as if, you know, we're running away from something. You know, our postures, you know, our Qiyam or Ruku should be such that if somebody is looking, obviously, we're not talking about Riya here. We're talking about how to prolong the conversation with your beloved. In Salah, we speak to Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, when we send duru to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these are those type of conversations that connects us to our beloved. And therefore, through this parable, we come to realize that if we indeed love Allah, we indeed love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should therefore try to prolong that conversation. And this was just, by the way, before we can even unpack the ranks and the status of the awliya Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed great ranks upon his awliya. These are the people who are the real beauty of this world. Allahu Akbar. These are the, if you want to know the beauty of this world, lays in the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, lays in these great personalities that Allah Azza wa Jal has given them such status and such beautiful hides.
Subhanallah.
These are the people whose sincere efforts have benefited the entire world. They remember Allah Azza wa Jal with their hearts all the time. And Alhamdulillah, these are the awliyas or the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal that are chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal says about them in the Holy Quran that in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqun. Translation from Kanzul Iman. His awliya are pious indeed. Commenting on this beautiful ayat-e karima, the renowned commentator Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has said that no disbeliever or transgressor, no disbeliever or transgressor can be a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, because vilayat is attained by Islamic faith and piety. And this is a statement of a great personality, a great Mufassiri Quran, which is none other than His Eminence, Hazrat Allama Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi.
In other words, the person has to be really focused on Islam, and he mustn't divert his attention towards his goal, which is to please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and ultimately then that person can be recognized as a wali.
Yes, because in order for you to attain wilayat, you need to focus towards Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and your focus should not be shifted from there, because now this is a route that leads towards wilayat. Any other focus besides this focus towards Allah and His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not gain a person the status and ranks of wilayat. And this is what we learn from Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala. Likewise, you know, in Ayah 62 and in Ayah 64 of Surah Yunus, para 11, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, you know, the status of awliya, and then he says that ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun lahumul bushra fil hayatid dunya wa fil akhirah. Translation from the Kanzul Iman. Indeed, upon the friends of Allah is neither any fear nor any grief. Those who have accepted faith and adopt piety, there are good tidings for them in the life of this world and in the hereafter. The words of Allah cannot change. This is the supreme success.
Subhanallah, this is the supreme success. I mean, there is so much there about the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah just starts with, indeed, upon the friends of Allah is neither any fear nor any grief. Subhanallah. First of all, that is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. Then Allah azza wa jal also gives them glad tiding. Lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. Meaning glad tiding in the world and in the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after giving glad tiding, la tabdila li kalimatillah. Meaning the words of Allah cannot change. This is the supreme success. Subhanallah. Become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Sayyidi, what is the interpretation, or rather we should say the commentary of this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, where there is, alhamdulillah, it is jam-packed with so many beautiful concepts about the awliya of Allah.
You see, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu unpacks this, and he summarizes the awliya of Allah azza wa jal in one beautiful statement. And what does he say, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala? He says that the awliya of Allah refers to those righteous people who make others remember Allah when others see them.
Subhanallah.
Those are the awliyas of Allah, Azawil, that when you take a glance on them, when you see them, you automatically remember Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, even if you were in a state of ghaflat, heedlessness, upon seeing them, alhamdulillah, you are able, you know, your Islam is refreshed or rejuvenated. Like alhamdulillah, as you see, when the likes of Nigran Shura come to South Africa and visit many places of this world, you know, the jazba that is gained by their devotees and lovers of Amir al-Sunnat is amazing. And these are great personalities that have dedicated their whole entire lives to the service of Allah Azza wa Jal and to the service of this beautiful Deen of Islam. So our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. But the awliyas of Allah, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, are those that when they are seen, then Allah Azza wa Jal is remembered.
Subhanallah. This is something so amazing, and this is what our pious predecessors, you know, our elders, our seniors, they teach us. I've heard this statement many a times, and they say in Urdu that, you know, awliya wo hote hain jinko dekhne se khuda yaad aaye.
Subhanallah.
Like when we see Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliya, when we see Nigrani Shura, as you have mashallah highlighted it, when we see them, it instantly reminds us of Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
Because they are the ones connecting us to Allah.
You know, on that wuzu, we happened to have this discussion some time ago with our Attari brothers in Soweto. And, you know, they once told me something very, very impressing. They said, you know, when Nigran Shura comes and, look, we don't know what will be our condition if Amir al-Sunnat has to come. But we just, you know, on Nigran Shura alone, when he comes and then he visits us, they said, look, every time he looks at our faces, you know, we look down. It is as if Nigran Shura sees what is in our heart. But when they see these great personalities, they can't even look them into their eyes. It is as if they can see through their hearts. So this is exactly what our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam is telling us in this beautiful hadith in Mubarakah, that the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, those that when you look at them, then automatically you remember Allah Azza wa Jal, Amir Ahl al-Sunnah. It doesn't matter where you are, which country you watch Madani Muzakara from, but when you gaze at Amir al-Sunnah, you automatically remember Allah Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah. Something so beautiful you have pointed out, that when they look at you, it's like they are seeing through you. And this was, alhamdulillah, the miracle of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak,
Rahmatullahi
Ta'ala, whose urs we are celebrating, alhamdulillah. And he says, it is quoted in Akhbarul Akhyar of Shaykh Abdullah Muaddis Dehlvi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And in his saying, he says that, I see you like I look at a glass bottle.
Allah.
I can see you are transparent to me. I can see you. You are transparent to me. Meaning he can see it inside out. Subhanallah. This is the vision of the awliya of Allah.
Subhanallah.
And ulama ikram and the pious predecessors, they always say that when you are in the company of scholars, mind your tongue. Watch what you say. But when you are in the company of awliya Allah, mind your heart.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. So this is the grandeur of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, dear viewers. And mashallah, there are many other hadith we inshallah going to discuss in this beautiful episode and extolling the virtues of the grandeur of the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Maulana Sahib has beautifully pointed out the commentary of Sayyidul Mufassirin, Rasul Mufassirin, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And alhamdulillah, in our Dawat Islami, we also are very accustomed to reading the tafsir of Khazainul Irfan, Allama Mufti Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where he has mentioned the commentary of this beautiful verse that Mahasab has just recited for us. And he says, regarding this blessed ayah, mentioning the attributes of awliya rahimahumullah ta'ala, Allama Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has stated that the wali of Allah is the one who attains divine closeness by performing faraid and obligatory acts.
Allah.
He obeys Allah Azza wa Jal, and his heart is blessed with the marifa and the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal. He sees the evidences of the divine power in everything, and he only listens to the signs of Allah.
Subhanallah.
He praises Allah Azza wa Jal whenever he speaks. He makes every movement in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. He does the only thing which is the means of getting him close to Allah Azza wa Jal. He does not feel tired of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nor does he see anyone but Allah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
With the eyes of his heart. Allahu Akbar. This is so deep. And then he says, these are the attributes of awliya. When a person reaches this status, Allah Azza wa Jal becomes his friend and helps him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear brothers, this is the grandeur of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another beautiful hadith with regards to the grandeur of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, narrated by Sayyidina Sauban radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the bondman continues to seek the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. He carries on this struggle until Allah Azza wa Jal says to Sayyidina Jibreel, so and so bondman of mine wants to please me. Be aware that my mercy is upon him.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam says, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is upon so and so person. The angels that are holding the arsh of Allah, they as well as the angels around them, and those on the seventh heaven, all say the same thing.
Subhanallah.
Then the person is blessed with the mercy on the earth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Commenting on this part of the hadith that be aware of my mercy upon him, the renowned commentator Mufti Ahmad Yarkha Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he has stated that my great mercy is upon him in the sense that I am pleased with him.
Subhanallah.
Remember that the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest of all blessings. If Allah Azza wa Jal becomes pleased with his bondman, then the bondman will attain goodness in both the worlds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We all seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are very few who attain it, who have got it. and who have got the certificate from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, yes, that you have earned my pleasure, Allahu Akbar. This is such a great privilege and such a great blessing upon anyone who could attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
How Allah Azza wa Jal rewards when He is pleased with someone?
When Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with someone, let us recall a hadith by a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an. He says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah loves any bondsman, when Allah loves any person, He calls Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
So when Allah loves the person, He announces His love to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
And He says to him, He says to Sayyidina Jibreel, I love so and so. You also love him. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam begins to love that particular person. Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam makes an announcement in disguise, saying, Allah Azza wa Jal loves so and so, and you also love him. In other words, now this announcement has been made now in disguise.
Subhanallah.
To say, Allah Azza wa Jal loves so and so, and He has called Sayyidina Jibreel to begin to love so and so. And Sayyidina Jibreel makes this announcement to all the dwellers of heaven or dwellers of the skies, to say Allah loves so and so a person, Jibreel loves so and so a person, and therefore all of you should love this particular person. And then those on skies also love him, and popularity is granted to him on the earth. He's so popular that his popularity is spread on earth. So there is something important that we learn from this blessed hadith mubarakah. What we learn from this hadith mubarakah, you know, today we take pride in certain things.
Yes.
You know, if you are known, maybe perhaps in your own locality by few people, you know, you become so happy that, you know, you're famous and so forth. And if, you know, the more your fame extends, you know, that's the more you feel, look, you have done it all, you know. But look at when this is connected with Allah Azza wa Jal, that your fame in heaven, your fame with Ahlus Sama, is much more bigger than your fame on earth.
This is so amazing. I mean, this is something the awliya Allah, they don't intend for this. And some awliya Allah, they say that I must be such that nobody on the earth must know me, but I must be popular in the court of Allah.
Allah.
Subhanallah. That is the sign of acceptance.
Allah.
And this is what the awliya Allah, they have taught us practically. Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Amir al-Sunnah Tamad Barakatum al-Aliyah, Khaja Ghayun Nawaz.
And look at the popularity of Amir al-Sunnah. And in such a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, we tend to think, if this is his popularity in this earth, what about his popularity?
Subhanallah. We can't Allah even gauge.
We can't. It's beyond our comprehension. And this only happens when we dedicate our lives to the Sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal, to the teachings of the Holy Quran, to the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, you need to make sure that all the compulsory acts that are there within Sharia are being fulfilled. You know, all your namaz, all your zakat, if it is, if you are able to give zakat, you know, you should live no stone unturned when it comes to the obedience of Allah and the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And very unfortunately, today, you know, it has now become a trend where so-called, you know, awliyas and peers, you know, that automatically will or intentionally leave the salah, will intentionally in front of people go out of the boundary of Sharia. I mean, this is an open reality, and this is also what some of the ulama ikram have discussed when it comes to wilayat. That yes, this type of things are there, and then they are happening. But the true devotees of Rasulullah should not be overtaken by those so-called peers that have stepped out or that keep on stepping out of Sharia every now and then. Because true wilayat is only gained when a person is very strict on Sharia. And this is what we learn from the life of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi.
Indeed, those are the awliya Allah with whom Allah is pleased. And this, alhamdulillah, we derive from the Holy Quran. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him.
Allah.
Subhanallah, both ways. This is now called real reciprocity.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Thereafter, a time comes when Allah Azza wa Jal pleases His bondmen. As He Azza wa Jal mentions about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the best human being ever to walk the earth after the Prophet of Allah.
Allah.
Subhanallah. And he is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَا سَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Allah will bestow so much upon Siddiq that he will be very pleased.
Subhanallah.
This believer who is a seeker of divine pleasure becomes famous on skies.
Subhanallah.
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 He further says, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is a type of prayer, which means, may the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon him. The angels say this prayer because they love him, or they say it in order to enhance closeness in the divine court of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Then this mercy is sent down for that believer in a way that people naturally say these prayers, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Why? Because they are inspired.
Subhanallah.
And the hearts of people are naturally attracted to him. This is not our doing, this is Allah's doing.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. We have not seen many blessed awliya, such as Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, but we have deep devotion towards them. This is the reason for it.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Such beautiful explanation given by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, Miratul Manajih. And subhanallah, he has opened our minds, you know, to see the light in the bigger picture. And he has mentioned that, yes, we haven't seen Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, but our love and devotion for Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak is instilled in our heart.
Subhanallah.
Nobody came and did that. It is from Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made His supremacy known among the human, the mankind domain. Subhanallah. In the heavens, on the earth, amongst the angels, amongst the humans, even amongst the jinn, subhanallah. He is known as Sultanul Awliya.
Subhanallah.
Sultanul Awliya, which is alhamdulillah our name of the program, mashallah, crown of sainthood, awliya ke saron ka taj, subhanallah. This is the shan of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Let's inshallah, as we are discussing and talking about the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah, I would request our director sahab to please play a beautiful manqabat in the praise of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So enjoy this beautiful kalam and be inspired, inshallah. Don't go anywhere. We should be back shortly. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ghawsi Azam, Ghawsi Azam, Ghawsi Azam, Ghawsi Azam, Ghawsi Azam, Ghawsi Azam, Sheikh Jilani. Ghawsi Azam, Bamane Bey. بدلے کا بھائی ماں مدد
وہاں کیا میں تب اے غوث ہے بالا تیرا وہاں کیا بالا تیرا اونچے اونچوں کے سروں سے قدم آلا تیرا اونچے اونچوں کے سروں سے قدم آلا تیرا کیسا تیرا اولیاء ملتے ہیں آنکھیں وہ ہے سلوا تیرا اولیاء ملتے ہیں آنکھیں وہ ہے سلوا تیرا بس میں دے دے کے کھلاتا ہے پلاتا ہے تجھے پیارا اللہ تیرا چاہنے والا تیرا پیارا اللہ تیرا چاہنے والا تیرا تیرا پیرانے پیر روشن بنے دے ستگی ستگی
قبلائے دی مدد کا بھائی ماں مدد
یاد بے جس پہ حمایت کا وہ پڑ جا تیرا کیا دبے جس پہ حمایت کا وہ پڑ جا تیرا شیر کو خسرے ملاتا نہیں کوتا تیرا شیر کو خسرے ملاتا نہیں کوتا تیرا میرا رضا اور بیک نظر میں رفیع چل کالا سنا خانو میں چہرہ تیرا چل کالا سنا خانو میں چہرہ تیرا پیرانے پیر روشن بنے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers, we were listening to this beautiful kalam in the praise of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, Sultan-e Vilayat رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. Inshallah, as we are discussing the grandeur of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وردوانullahi ta'ala alihim ajma'in, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated with regards to their grandeur and their power and authority that Allah azza wa jal has said, none of my bondmen has sought closeness to me with any better act than carrying out the faraid and the obligatory acts, and he continues to gain closeness to me by means of nawafil until I start to love him. When I make the bondman my beloved, I become his ears through which he hears.
Subhanallah.
I become his eyes with which he sees.
Subhanallah.
I become his hands through which he holds. And I become his legs with which he walks. Then, if he begs me, I grant him surely. And if he seeks my protection, I grant him protection surely. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such amazing is the grandeur of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masab, there is so much, this subhanallah, this hadith is filled with so much of wisdom, and there is so much of evidence there about the grandeur of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is so detailed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes their hearing, becomes their eyes with which they see, becomes their hand with which he holds, becomes their legs with which they walk. Allahu Akbar. This is amazing. Can you, inshallah, explain to us in what way does it transpire?
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let us see this hadith-i Qudsi with the eyes of a great personality.
Subhanallah.
And that is Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala. He has commented on this beautiful hadith-i Mubarakah, Hadith-i Qudsi, and he has said that this doesn't mean that Allah enters the body of a saint as fire enter a coal or color and smell into flowers. As Allah Azza wa Jal is free from entering anything and is free from entering anybody, and this belief that Allah Azza wa Jal enters the body of a saint is kufr. Because Allah Azza wa Jal is free from entering any place. Allah is free from entering anybody. So any person that would have this belief to think that Allah enters the awliya, you know, that belief system is actually the kufri belief, according to a great personality, Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah. So what he says is, what this blessed hadith mubarakah actually means is that the person becomes fana fillah, Allah,
subhanallah,
absolute devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, a person loses himself in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. So by which divine powers work in his body, by which divine powers work in his body parts, and he performs those deeds which are beyond comprehension. And then he says beautifully, Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ta'ala, that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam heard the voice of an ant from a distance of 3 miles. He says Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya رضي الله تعالى عنه brought the throne of Queen Bilqis from Yemen to Syria before the blinking of an eye, delivering a sermon at Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidina Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه made his voice heard far away in Nahawand. The beloved Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم examined the events until the day of Qiyamah through his blessed eyes. Now he closes up this whole, he gives us the summary of this. And then he says, all these are the miracles of this power.
Subhanallah. You just mentioned, and he gives beautiful example, Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, he becomes his leg with which he walks. And when we talk about the speed, before the blink of an eye, he brought the throne from Yemen all the way to Syria. Subhanallah, such a great distance. Nowadays, it's very easy for you, dear viewers, to know the distance, the magnitude of it.
Allah.
Yemen to Syria, just Google it, and you will see the distance. What is the distance between Yemen to Syria? And a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given such a speed.
Allahu Akbar. And on that, beautifully to point out, is that Sayyidina Asif bin Barkhiya was a companion of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Right? And then we know that the best of companions are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So if this is the power and the authority that has been bestowed upon a disciple of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, then what would be the authority and what would be the maqam and the status of the disciples of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
Subhanallah, that is in the very same mashallah explanation and the commentary. We have also heard the vision of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. From the member, he can see Sayyidina Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who has gone on this expedition, and he warns him, O Sariya, the mountain, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, meaning turn your back towards the mountain. Allahu Akbar. And as a result of this, Sayyidina Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his companions that were on jihad with him, they won a losing battle.
Allah.
Subhanallah. This is the vision of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And let's not go very far. The vision of Sayyidina Ghusipak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as he says, Nazartu ila biladillahi jama'a kakhardalatin ala hukmi ittisali. Translation is that I see all the cities of Allah,
Subhanallah,
like a mustard seed on my path.
Allah.
The eyesight is so great that the entire cities of Allah, they appear as a mustard seed.
Allah.
Can you imagine that?
And before you can even go into elaboration of that, something amazing and something which is bigger than that. Now, this is now to show us the maqam and the status of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala, where he has stated that I swear by the honor of my Rabb, all the fortunate and the unfortunate are presented to me. My eye is on Lawhi Mahfuz.
Subhanallah.
The sacred tablet, I can view Lawhi Mahfuz. Allahu Akbar. Look at this. I mean, the cities of this world are obviously on planet Earth. But look at the vision of Sayyidi, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiallahu ta'ala, that he can gaze from planet Earth to the Lawhi Mahfuz. And what must be the gaze and the glance of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah. That is unimaginable, Sayyidi. Alhamdulillah. And there is so much we could discuss about the grandeur of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as it is, time is always of the essence. And now our time is up. And we wish we could discuss more. But inshallah, we have upcoming episodes. And if you would like to know more, stay tuned with Madani channel. Watch the other programs and inshallah azza wa jal, you will get to learn a great deal, subhanallah, from our great muballigheen of Da'wat-e-Islami. They are, alhamdulillah, hundreds and thousands of them. Subhanallah, spreading the fragrance of the grandeur of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all corners of the world. May Allah azza wa jal grant us the strength to continue. Sayyidi, inshallah, as we are departing, and this is the end of today's episode, inshallah, any parting words and word of advice for our viewers?
Alhamdulillah, as we have learned about the status and maqam, stations of the awliya and friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, we must get ourselves closer to this friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, we must become like those people who work in the perfume shop. You know, the minimum that will happen is that we will be able to get the scent of that perfume. You know, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is such a great wali of Allah Azza wa Jal that he has stated that inshallah, thumma inshallah, each and every murid of his will be given the entry into Jannah. And therefore, if we get ourselves closer to him, and how do we get closer to him? We need to learn about him. We need to learn about those who were close to him. And inshallah, thumma inshallah, we will be able to gain the companionship of this great personality, of which inshallah will result in our entry into Jannah.
Inshallah, Ameen, Bijahi Nabi Lameen, Jazakullah Sayyidi. It has been a wonderful journey, and inshallah, we're going to continue this journey, and we hope that you stay with us on this beautiful journey, inshallah. And we'll see you again in the next episode. Until then, keep reciting Durood and Salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
In Hussein's radiance, we find our way.